2020 is almost here, and that means a new decade is underway. But before we welcome in the new year, I went around Reno with KUNR reporter Stephanie Serrano to see how the last decade went for people here in Northern Nevada. We start our adventure on a blistering cold day at Rancho San Rafael Park.
But people are getting fresh air despite the weather, like Jasmine Tennant. This decade was a big one for her.
Jasmine became a mother. She's here on a walk with her one-year-old daughter. She moved to Reno 4 years ago.
This is my daughter, and I've had her for about a year. She's almost 15 months now, and my husband and I got married and bought a house, and the housing market's gotten a lot more expensive, that's for sure. As for rent, a lot has changed in the last 10 years.
We then head to the dog park, where we meet Vailana Gendeza and her dog Lonnie, who looks like a medium-sized leopard with a sweater on.
She's a Catahoula leopard dog.
Oh, cool.
Come here, baby.
Vailana grew up surfing in Hawaii and made a big move to Reno 4 years ago. She wanted to pursue her education and fall in love with snowboarding. She also accepted family changes.
When I was growing up, my parents divorced and everything, and then my dad ended up finding someone else, and now he kind of started his own family, so now I have like two little brothers. And then I met someone amazing back at home, and he was willing to move out here with me while I started my new journey in school and everything. So now here we are in Reno, all the way from Hawaii, and now we have a beautiful little dog.
From the park, we drive to the Truckee River and stop by Hub Coffee Roasters. Meet barista Trace Hunter. He's 23 now.
Life's changed pretty drastically, you know. When you hit coming of age, I'd say about 21. You learn a lot of things. You start to see the real world for what it's worth. Good and bad occurs. And I'd say I experienced a lot more bad than good, but those kind of things make you into a better person.
Now we head next door to Dorinda's Chocolates. We find Terry Phoenix, who's been with the company from its start in Truckee 10 years ago. They opened their Reno location this past decade.
It used to be really scary. When we first got here, we had the police come and they'd give us their cards and say, if you had any problems, you know, give us a call. We've had a few little hiccups, but other than that, it's been a great location.
Terry gives dog treats to her favorite doggy regulars, like Buster the Black Pug. Owner Mike Reams says he's had Buster most of the decade. Mike says Buster saved his life by getting him through some serious health problems.
In the middle of the decade, I ended up with quadruple bypass open heart surgery and cancer and a lot of skin cancer stuff, but I got through it all and I'm doing great. I'm still trying to get all my energy back, but I'm doing really good. I'm blessed that I survived and made it. And I don't want to say survived. I always say I overcame it.
We end our trip by asking everyone what advice they would give themselves a decade ago. And this is what they said.
Love yourself, honestly. Don't let the world derive you from your morals or values.
To let go, to let things go. After my mom committed suicide when I was 12 years old, it really taught me that the past is the past and that I just have to move on with it. Like, you can't change what happened.
Change is a good thing, you know? Everything happens for a reason. You learn that the hard way. Find the silver lining in everything.
Just take it easy. Don't take things too seriously.
You got to be very, very grateful for what we have because your life can end at a moment's notice.
So what do you think, Steph? What advice are you giving yourself to start this new decade?
I really want to do things that scare me. What about you, Bree?
I think I want to be nicer to myself.
That's a good one. Happy New Year from all of us here at KUNR Public Radio. I'm Stephanie Serrano.
And I'm Bree Zender.